The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. And you know, usually on Fridays, we do the Restaurant of the Week, but we thought, you know, this is Restaurant Week, so why not talk about that and all the great things that are going on here in the greater Des Moines Metro that revolves around food and drink and these locally owned restaurants. And with us in studio is Rachel Bolduc. She is the Vice President of Marketing for the Greater Des Moines Visitors Bureau. And the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau is also known as Catch Des Moines. Let's catch a little Des Moines action. Rachel, welcome. Good to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Tell us, so you're the marketing person for Catch Des Moines or the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau. What does that mean? What do you do?
Well, basically, we like to shout from the rooftops how wonderful our region is. That's our job, destination marketing. So it could be to groups. It could be to sporting groups. Solheim Cup is in town this week. It could be to leisure travelers that are just coming here for a weekend getaway, that type of thing. We are on point every day to talk about how great our region is and get visitors to come in and visit.
And you know, I'm surprised that we were able to make a connection today because of the Solheim Cup. I suspect Greg Edwards is out there rooting on all over the metro.
He absolutely is.
Of course. All right, let's talk a little bit about Restaurant Week. This is a combined effort among many different people. What's the genesis of this and why?
Well, basically, it started 10 years ago. So it's the 10-year anniversary of Restaurant Week. And I think what they saw emerging 10 years ago was our restaurant scene. We have great local restaurants here, locally owned, and people decided to take advantage of that and talk about it and celebrate it for a week. It happens in a lot of cities throughout the U.S., and our region 10 years ago was smart and realized we have a lot of things to talk about here too from a culinary standpoint. So the Business Record, DSM, and Catch Des Moines came together and kind of pull all of this together to work with our restaurants to provide an opportunity for locals and visitors to experience our restaurants.
And it has been wildly successful.
Absolutely. People get excited about it every year. And really, as it's grown, we've seen all over the nation the interest in going out to eat and experiencing different foods, experiencing different things when you go out to eat has grown as a passion also. So we are fortunate to have some phenomenal chefs here in Greater Des Moines that are known nationally, James Beard nominated chefs, that we're able to kind of let people experience different things at a lower cost than it would be on a regular day or night, and just participate in everything that's happening in the scene.
And what a great opportunity for the marketing of all of these locally owned restaurants with these unique flavors and tastes. I know Jessica Dunker, who's with the Iowa Restaurant Association, is a regular guest from time to time anyway here on the Business News Hour. And she talks about how over the past 8 or 10 years, the whole culinary experience of Des Moines has raised to a level unseen in many parts of the country.
Yeah, and I think what it is people are able to experiment here. I mean, they can try things here that I think I've read some interviews where some of the chefs are like, it's affordable to work here and have a business here. And right. I think they find that people are passionate about it here. So they're able to really kind of experiment and grow their craft here. And then they end up really liking it here too.
We're talking with Rachel Bolduc, who's talking about Restaurant Week, which kicks off today, Friday, but goes all next week. When we talk about the economics of this, the business side of Restaurant Week, what does it mean, you think, for individuals coming to some of these locally owned restaurants, maybe for the first time, and I suspect the restaurateurs and the chefs are hoping that they'll come back?
Absolutely. I think it gives people a reason to go out and experience these restaurants. It may be restaurants that they wouldn't normally go to. They can go experience them. They have, you know, the pricing-wise, $28 for two lunches or one three-course dinner. So you can go to some of the best restaurants in our region and get a great meal at a great price. That alone will draw people in. But a lot of the chefs take advantage of being able to experiment with their menu. Mm-hmm. It may not be anything that they have on their menu on a regular basis, but they're able to create a specific dish, a specific experience, and people want to take part in that too. So even if you're a regular at a certain restaurant, you can go during restaurant week and you'll probably have a different experience.
And for restaurant week only being a week and a couple of days, there's so many restaurants to choose from. How many have you got this year?
39 restaurants this year, yes.
Well, we could do lunch and then dinner and lunch
exactly,
and then dinner. And,
yeah, exactly.
All over the place. When recruiting or when getting chefs or restaurateurs to take part in Restaurant Week, how does the Greater Des Moines Convention Visitors Bureau and your partners go about making that happen?
The folks at the Business Record and DSM primarily handle that part of it with their relationships with all of the restaurants. A lot of them are partners of ours too, but they handle the logistics of it. And it is a recruitment and an education process where you're telling those restaurants, this is what the program is, this is why we'd like you to be a part of it, and here are the expectations. From just an experience standpoint, we want those restaurants to have their visitors come in, locals come in, and know that it's Restaurant Week. So what special can you do during that week as a participant and create kind of a little bit of buzz about what's happening? So they handle a lot of that communication, getting people to sign up, have to agree to a specific price point and that type of thing.
And what tastes are available to some people who are maybe experiencing Restaurant Week for the first time? There would be Asian, I suspect there's European foods, all kinds of things, right?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think you're anything that is a part of your craving, or if you want to test your palate, I think you're going to find a little bit of everything in all levels of maybe experience with your palate.
It would be interesting to learn how many people come to Des Moines simply for Restaurant Week to take advantage of it. I mean, obviously, this weekend is the Solheim Cup and the ending of the great Iowa State Fair. But even into next week, how many people might maybe overstay their visit, or at least during the time that those big events are coming, explore some of the culinary aspects of Des Moines?
That's going to be something we're going to take a closer look
yeah.
at, where it's been a very local thing in the past.
Right.
With the emerging, basically, food tourism. It's actually a thing. Food tourism happening. It's going to be something that we take a closer look at as far as what it does from a visitor standpoint to see how we can capture that and talk about it kind of on a broader scale.
One of the things I've always thought was so important is to be able to market back to your customers. And I'm surprised, because I'm in the marketing business and the advertising business, I'm surprised at how many restaurants don't capture that data, especially during Restaurant Week when so many people are experiencing something for the first time. Capture that information, an email address or a telephone number. Keep them in your club, so to speak.
I agree with that, but I do go back to the fact that we're marketers, and that's how we think. They're chefs and restaurant owners, and they're worried about the menu and the experience
exactly.
versus the marketing for the most part. But I do think that's where we can help out, and we can help kind of capture that and talk more about that for them. And I'll say, we just kind of, as the Visitors Bureau, see that people even locally don't necessarily think of us as a destination.
They don't.
So their first thought isn't that these are visitors. But the more people I talk to, the more that I can provide stories and data. We just did a whole research campaign last fall that says, no, there are a lot of visitors in your restaurants, and it's an actual thing. People are coming here just for a vacation. So I think that's where we can probably help out a little bit with some of that.
And it would be much appreciated, I know, by the restaurateurs who, like you say, are worried about their menu and the end product. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us this afternoon. Rachel Bolduc, she is the Vice President of Marketing for Catch Des Moines, otherwise known as the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau. Final question before we get to leave you. Are you going? Are you going to take part in this, you think, you and your husband?
Yes, I
yeah.
will. We have two young kids, 2.5 and 10 months. So we're ready. We're ready to get out and have a good time. So, yes, we will take part.
They are contributing to the economics of the restaurant scene here in the Greater Des Moines Metro. Rachel, thanks so very much for hanging out with us this afternoon and explaining more about restaurant food.
Happy to. happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, coming up next, we're going to check out what happened today on Wall Street. Good day, bad day in the mix. We'll tell you next as Insight on Business, the NewsHour, continues.